The Power of Yet by Brent Reinhardt. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Habakkuk 3:17 through 19. Though the fig tree should not blossom, nor fruit be on the vines, the produce of the olive fail, and the fields yield no food, the flock be cut off from the fold, and there be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will take joy in the God of my salvation. God, the Lord, is my strength. Have you experienced times in your life where you can't feel God's presence? When the worst happens in our lives, while we do our best to cling to our faith, it's easy to question God. Where is He when a loved one dies far too young? Where is God in divorce, disease, and death? Where is He when war rages? These are age-old questions humans have struggled with for centuries, and questions we can easily ask today. It seems as if the world is on the brink of disaster, so we are left searching for God through all of it. Habakkuk wrote his prophecy at the time when he and God's people were asking the same questions. The Babylonians were preparing to invade Judah, where the remnant of God's people remained. This was a direct judgment from the Lord, for they had experienced rapid moral and spiritual decline. Habakkuk complains against God, not understanding how he could use a downright wicked nation in Babylon to judge a less wicked one in Judah. But we know that God's ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55, 8 through 9. The Lord answers Habakkuk and reminds him that He is a God of justice and mercy, and that the righteous have to live by faith and trust Him. Habakkuk's ultimate summary is that no matter what comes, he will choose joy and trust God. Though the world seems to crumble, yet he will rejoice in the Lord. I can't read this passage and not think about the classic hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." Many people know the dramatic story behind it. Horatio Spafford wrote the lyrics after a series of traumatic events. His two sons died in the Chicago fire of 1871, and the rest of his family perished 2 years later when their ship crossing the Atlantic sank. Yet, even after all those things, he was able to write, "When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot, thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." What are you going through today? Does it seem like your world is falling apart? Know this: you don't choose what you go through, but you can choose how you go through it. Choose joy and know that God is good, just, and merciful. No matter what you face, you can choose to say, "Yet, I will rejoice in the Lord, the God of my salvation."
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists.
When he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
No matter what you're going through, you are not alone. Sis, if you've experienced pain in your father-daughter relationship, I want you to know that you are loved and seen. I'm Kia Stevens, host of the Hope for Women with Father Wounds podcast, and I created my show to help you exchange your father wounds for the love of God the Father. Join me for encouragement, wisdom, and scripture. Just search Hope for Women with Father Wounds on lifeaudio.com. or wherever you get your podcast.